Hi, we're back with the highlights. We have Toby Ledesma from the Rossford Rec Center today, here to talk about the Halloween parade and a few other things. So Toby, tell us a little bit about what to expect this year.
Yeah, so the Halloween parades run a little bit different this year. As most people remember in the past, the DECA program ran it. This year, the city of Rossford has partnered with the Rossford Business Association to host the event. So the event's going to take place on Sunday, October 30th, the Sunday before Halloween, same as always. It'll start at 2 p.m., same as always, and the route is exactly the same. So nothing really changes from the foundation of it, but just the groups that are hosting it. If anybody still wants to be a part of it, they can. They can go to rosfordrecreation.com. There's a sign-up link where you can do all online. And take care of it there, or give me a call at the rec center, 419-666-2905, and I'll make sure to get you squared away. Few changes, we do have a couple categories, which is interesting for people, for judging. Large float, small float, and new this year, we're actually looking for people with classic cars and with the best decorated golf carts. So we'll have some gift cards, some cash prizes, things like that available for the winners of those categories, but hoping it was something that was just kind of spruce up the different units and add some things. So now we're looking forward to it, and I know both organizations are happy to be able to bring this to Rossford and keep this tradition going.
What's some of your favorite parts of the parade?
So for me, I've always liked the marching band, and luckily for us, we have a great marching band here. Justin Kelly does a great job. They've already said that they were going to be coming, so I'm very excited about. We do have Lutheran Church of the Master is doing a canned food drive or non-parish goods drive, which they've always done. That's always great because you know that the crowd has a chance to interact with it, right? They just bring it out. They have kids and wagons going around picking that stuff up, and you know that all of that goes to a good cause. And then I guess personally for me is just seeing the sports teams. We have a really good Little League football team, and I know they've registered. They're going to have 5 or 6 trucks with all their players, all of their cheerleaders in it. And that's what it's about, like getting the kids involved, I think. So for me personally, I would say those are the highlights.
October 30th, 2 o'clock, same route as before. If you're able to, have some non-perishables to donate.
Yep, bring them out. The very last unit will be that group, so stick around till the end, and then they'll come around with bags and wagons and just kind of hold them out, and they'll come and take them right from your hands. All of that food, too, goes to local food banks.
And I remember a few years ago, it's definitely rain or shine because I walked through a pretty good rain.
Yeah, nothing is going to stop this. Judy Sikorsky is on my committee, and she'll let you know this is the oldest standing Halloween parade in probably the world.
Well, Toby is also the director at the Rossford Rec. What anything new? What's going on at the rec?
Yeah, so the rec center has a lot of things. What most people are probably interested in, what sports we're doing. So right now, our Little Pups basketball, which is like pre-K all the way up through fourth grade, still registering for, so people can come in, register for that. It's a great program. It takes you all along the winter. We have a lot of events that are happening. I know the Bulldog Foundation is planning a little event the end of November that's going to be held at the rec center. We're working with the Athletic Boosters on their reverse raffle that's going to be mid-March at the rec center. So we're really kind of focusing on our winter program and then also starting to plan out some of these events.
So Toby referenced the Bulldog Foundation's reverse raffle. That is going to be Saturday, November 19th at the rec. It's $30 a ticket, and you can reach out to any members of the Bulldog Foundation. You can stop up here at the school in the admin office, and there are tickets available. But yeah, that should be a great night. It's going to be from 6 to 11 at the rec center.
Yeah, they don't disappoint, right? Every event that they've done has been great. Another group that does a lot of great things for the city. So yeah, I would also encourage people to come out.
All right, and as many of you probably already know, Toby is our girls' basketball coach, which, shockingly, it doesn't feel like it, but that's coming right up. When does practices start?
Yeah, so practice starts the 21st. We're excited about it. We can't wait. There's a lot of good things that we're looking forward to and forward to some players, and we got some events that are going with that. The main one is our shoot-a-thon. It's a great fundraiser for us. All of the girls will come in. All of the funds will go right back to the program with equipment, travel expenses, summer leagues, And that's all the way fourth on the way up. We encompass everybody in this fundraiser. So yeah, if anybody's listening and interested in being a part of that, give me a call or find your girls basketball player and definitely sign up.
Terrific. And when's, do we know the schedule yet? Do we know when the first game's going to be?
Yeah. So, we're looking at November the 19th, Oak Harbor at home. And then we go the Tuesday, I want to say it's the 22nd, the next week, also at home against Ottawa Hills. So opening up with who's going to be a potential league mate, the following year, right before the holidays, right before Thanksgiving. Those are all the highlights. And, you know, before I leave, I just can't thank the community for all the support, whether it's through the rec center for the Halloween parade and all of our events, or from a sports standpoint with our cross country team and girls basketball. I know all the other people, all the other coaches, you know, do the same. So great community. And yeah, I can't thank everybody enough for the support that they've given us.
Well, Toby, we thank you for spending every day and night, you know, with our students and with sports and with the community and stuff. We thank you. We look forward to all these events, another great season. So thank you. And thanks everybody for listening. If you have any questions, you can reach out to Toby. What was your number again?
Yeah. So give me a call at the rec center. The number there, 419-666-2905. Or you can always look on our website. We have most of our information there, rosfordrecreation.com.
Perfect. Hey, we appreciate it. And everybody, have a wonderful week. Thank you.